This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The global economy is, of course, global, so we are checking in with people globally for our series.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, world?
What's up, world? For today's installment, we are calling Marrakesh, Morocco, where things have been locked down since March the 20th. Yusuf, hello. How are you? This is Kai Ryssdal in Los Angeles. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us today.
You're welcome, my friend. It's a pleasure.
Yusuf Babas owns a grocery store in Marrakesh, took it over from his dad about 6 years ago. Lots of tourist traffic, he says, also locals and businesses.
90% of my customers are restaurants, guest houses, and coffee places. And the other 10% is just local customers who live actually in the area, and they come and make their buy-in once a month.
So I asked him what the last 2.5 months have been like.
I mean, the authorities started by shutting down schools, then restaurants, then mosques, then all of a sudden, just came like that, the hotels and guest houses. Our business depends so much on tourism that we had no choice but to shut down too.
Yeah, are you going to be able to make it? I mean, if shut down since March the 20th, right, April, May, it's 9-something weeks. It also includes the end of Ramadan. Are you going to be able to get by, do you think?
Well, what I was thought was good for me is, you know, closing down the store in order to cut, you know, charges. And then I have to work things out, you know, and think of other strategies, like delivering people or, you know, changing, you know, the way the store is managed. But the most important thing for me is now is to survive, you know, the crisis.
Yeah. You said you took this store over from your father, right?
Yeah, about 6-7 years ago.
Yeah. So what does your father think about everything that's going on?
Well, actually, because I'm living with my parents, and, well, he's pretty open about everything, you know. And, I mean, honestly, we've been to, like, similar situations before. My daddy was about, you know, to close the shop. That's when I showed up and helped him out with the things. So I'm kind of familiar with the situation. For, like, these houses now, they're closed. The restaurants, it's difficult, you know, to get back to business. When I compare myself to them, I'm lucky, but I'm pretty confident. I'm pretty confident that we're gonna make.
Well, good. I hope you do. Yusuf Babas, he's a grocer in Marrakesh, Morocco. Yusuf, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, my friend. You're welcome. Bye.